Hey, Regan.
Hey, Jason.
So do you know that game show that's on television where it's hosted by Ken Jennings and it has like a board with categories and dollar amounts and you need to select a category and dollar amount and then you get given a fact? You know that game show?
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I was looking for is, what is Jeopardy?
Okay, look, I know about Jeopardy. Okay, I actually played trivia for a little while with a person who had actually been a contestant on Jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
And longtime WFSU listeners might recognize the name Stan Jastrzebski.
Mm-hmm.
He was a trivia buff and took us through this whole trivia tournament. I think I answered maybe one question during that whole time. It was on nursery rhymes, but the rest of them, it was Stan all the way. He knows so much trivia knowledge.
Yeah, Jeopardy contestants, they are just a different breed when it comes to knowledge and trivia. And so we actually have a local Tallahassee resident that got selected to be on Jeopardy, and I wanted to speak with her to find out more about what it takes to be a Jeopardy contestant.
I'm Jalinda Chenasek. I'm a teacher with Florida Virtual School. I got my PhD from Florida State and have lived in Tallahassee since the 90s for a while. I actually grew up in a very small town near Tallahassee called Chattahoochee and have lived here since college. But my husband and I raised our sons here. They went to Leon High School. And growing up myself, probably around high school, I started watching game shows more, like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. And as we raised our kids, we would watch those frequently at night with them. And so Jeopardy has always been the one that probably is closest to my heart. I love trivia. I'm a history teacher. So I think I just have a brain for facts and trivia knowledge and things like that. So it was a dream to go on the show, definitely. And my husband actually kept pushing me to do it. And I kept putting it off, and decided finally one day that it was time that I would try it and go for it.
Absolutely. And it's so exciting for us to have some Tallahassee representation on the show. And so going off of that, you know, how your husband was trying to get you to go on, what was that process like trying to get on Jeopardy?
Right. So it's really funny. If you watch the show, I love the ad that they have right now where it's like, why can't it be you? And there's shows all kinds of different people that from different backgrounds. When you watch the show, different professions and different ages and ranges. And so I love that they're highlighting that. And so I decided to try for it. So did the research. There's an anytime test. So you can take that once a year. And you take the test online, and you don't get your results or anything back. So it does not immediately let you know how you did. You just kind of have to have that feeling. And that's what I did this time. I took it last year, probably about March of 2024. And after I took it, I felt like I did well. And then it was in August that I got invited for the first audition. So there's a couple of audition processes to go through. And then you're put into a pool for a couple of years. And they'll tell you that you're there for 2 years. You might not get called in that 2 year span. If you're not, you can then start the whole process over. And in watching the show, sometimes I've seen people say that they've been in the show, in the pool for like 20 years. So it can happen. Big fans like we are, you know, wait for it. So I took the test last March, went through the audition process. And then this March of 2025, I got the call inviting me to come out and film.
Wow, that's amazing. So it is kind of a bit of a long process just getting to the pool. And then even once you've made it onto the pool, it can be years and years before you get kind of drafted or selected to come onto the show.
Right. You're in the pool for 2 years. So if you don't get called, they say you can start all over again. And so I waited probably about, I think it was September, my final audition. So I waited about 6 months. I definitely would have gone for it again, though. And I talked to people that have gone through the experience themselves that have done it a few times and then still gotten on the show. And they tell you that in the process that, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't get chosen the first time around, it's just a matter of making sure they're getting a nice group of people on the show, I'm sure. And so they encourage you to keep trying.
Yeah, it seems like a transparent process. That's really nice that they're not keeping you super in the dark about anything.
Oh, definitely.
And so once you've made it into this pool, how do you prepare for something like this? Are you like consistently preparing, or what does your preparation look like personally?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I guess everybody's different. I'm a teacher. I'm a lifelong learner. I got my PhD in history from Florida State, and I've always enjoyed reading and learning new things, listening to shows, watching history shows. So when it started the process, you really don't know. Everybody has different strengths, and you don't know what you're going to see when you get on the show, right? So I decided to just focus on my strengths. So I kind of treated it like I was back in grad school, honestly. I put together, my husband calls it this notebook that I carried around with me with tabs of different topics, and I decided to focus on my strengths. So there's a lot of history in there, world capitals, the presidents. Then I decided to branch out. I like reading, so I focused a lot on literature, then music and the arts. So just things that a history teacher kind of enjoys learning about. I really decided, like I said, to focus on my strengths. I did decide that I could focus on some categories that I'm not as strong in, like science, in a history way. So I studied about a lot of famous historical scientists and things like that. So that's how I tried to get in some of my weaker subjects. But that was definitely what worked for me. And then I put together like a music playlist. I love music. And I did a lot of classical music research to learn about different composers and their works. And so it was fun. I would listen to those in the car and just kind of familiarize myself in that way. So I just kind of said, I'm going to focus on these topics. I think these are the things that I want to study. Obviously, you can't study everything, right? And so you have to pick and choose what you're going to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed the comparison there because that really does sound like my friends who are going to grad school, how they're kind of constantly in that space of preparation. So, I mean, hearing that you took a very academic approach to the preparation makes a lot of sense for what the show is.
Oh, definitely. And you can find research about the show online, like all of us, of course, immediately when we hear about something, we start Googling, right? Like, okay, what do I need to know about this? And there's a great Jeopardy Reddit community. So I got some good information from there. On that, I actually found a blog where some former contestants put together a So You Got the Call blog where they kind of talk about what it was like and stuff. And so I learned about Anki decks there, which are like flashcards online. And that was really helpful for me for a lot of the art. And just kind of flash deck type thing where you're just trying to get that rote memorization down, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so nice to hear that the community of former contestants is so supportive of the newer contestants. That's
Absolutely. It seems like it for sure, from what I'm hearing and everything. So it's been such a neat process for sure.
absolutely. And so, as a fan of the show, how does it feel to kind of make it on to the show? What is it when you get that first call that says you're going to be on the show? Like, what would that all feel like?
It was so surreal, really, when you achieve something like this that you've been working towards. And so what was nice was I was on spring break and I was in Northern California visiting my youngest son who lives out there now. And my oldest son was also with us and he lives in New York City. So we were all together when I found out. And so it was really fun that I got to share that with them. And they, of course, have been active in all of this. Giving me books. They gave me the Ken Jennings trivia book for my birthday 1 year. And there's a really fun book called Answers in the Form of Questions by Claire McNear. And it's a book about the history of Jeopardy. And so I love that kind of stuff. So they had given those books to me. So I was happy that I got to really experience it with them, my husband and everything. He's been so supportive. So yeah, it was just, I think immediately I was excited and then nervous, of course, like, okay, I really have to step up my game now and really get stronger with the studying because I've been accumulating things and studying here and there, but then I'm like, okay, I've got to get down to business, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, that's great to hear that they were just as excited as you were and so supportive because, that definitely I feel like can make a difference in, once you're there and doing it.
Oh, absolutely. What was super special was they actually came out for the filming as well. So my husband and I went out. You film in Culver City, California, just outside of Los Angeles, and my sons flew in for it. So we just made a vacation out of it too. We're here together in a beautiful area, and so it was super awesome that they were there with me.
Yeah, great vacation, it sounds like, with an awesome highlight.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of people that not only watch Jeopardy, but kind of routinely participate in like local trivia nights or even dedicated Jeopardy events at, you know, local bars and things like that.
Right.
Do you have any advice for people who participate in those events that want to get better at trivia and knowledge-based competitions following everything that you've done to prepare for Jeopardy?
Oh, for sure. As I said, I'm a teacher, so I feel like I'm always kind of with my own students. I tell them, figure out what works best for you. Like I had to do that and say, I'm going to focus on my strengths first of all. So that was number one. And then the flashcards really helped me. Listening to the podcast really helped me. Sitting and putting together my book. Like I like to type the information up. And then I feel like when you do that, when you're reading something and you're typing it, like taking notes in class and such, it really helps to get it in your head better. You know, you can even have a mental picture of it on the page. That's kind of how my brain's always worked. So I love that process. I liked putting everything together. And then dedicate time to really studying. If there's something you want to get better at, I'm trying to work on my French. My PhD is actually in French history, so I know French well enough to read it, but not so great at speaking it. And so that's something you've got to actively devote time to it, because I think sometimes when we really want to try something or do something new, maybe put off the hard work of it, right? So here you really have to say, I'm going to devote this time. So almost every evening after work, that's what I was doing, was studying. And so obviously, I had a set time limit for it, so I was actively doing it a lot. If you don't have that, you know, just make sure you dedicate an hour or so to it every day if it's that important to you. And then, kind of like I did with the science, find that other entry into something that's hard for you. So I studied about famous history of science and different scientists and mathematicians and things like that to help me with some of my weaker categories, you know?
Absolutely. So it seems like consistency is key, and branching out from not only drilling down on the things you know, but also experimenting with the things you don't to try and learn more is...
100%. Absolutely. Don't be afraid of those categories too, you know, to think about, just think of a way that you can get into it that will help you.
100%. So in closing, is there anything else you'd want to say about your experience on Jeopardy or any other advice you'd have for people who maybe want to be on the show or just get better at trivia? Anything else you want to mention?
For sure. I think one of the biggest things I would say is take the anytime test. I did take it years ago, once or twice, I think, when my sons were younger, they were still at home. And I did it and just was like, wow, there is so much here that you have to know. There's lots of different categories, just like when you watch the show. So that really informed me for this time. I did study a little bit and brush up on some topics, and you might find some surprises. And again, that's part of being a lifelong learner, seeking out these opportunities. And so that was something I applied for and wanted to do. And so I think when you find something that you're interested in, just really pursue it and give it that time and attention that it needs.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I had an absolute blast, and I learned a lot about Jeopardy. I'm excited to see the episode.
This was great, Jason. It was nice chatting with you.